William Morrow and Harper Audio present Nobody's Baby But Mine by Susan Elizabeth Phillips, performed by Anna Fields.
Chapter 1. Let me get this straight, Jody Polanski said. You want to give Cal Bonner a woman for a birthday present? The three offensive linemen who were spending the November evening sitting in the back booth at Zebras, the DuPage County sports bar favored by the Chicago Stars football players, all nodded at once. Junior Duncan gestured toward the waitress for another round. He's going to be 36, so we wanted to make this extra special. Bull, Jody said. Everybody who knew anything about football knew that Cal Bonner, the Stars' brilliant quarterback, had been demanding, temperamental, and generally impossible to get along with ever since the season started. Bonner, popularly known as the Bomber because of his fondness for throwing explosive passes, was the top-ranked quarterback in the AFC, and a legend. Jody crossed her arms over the form-fitting white tank top that was part of her hostess uniform. It didn't occur to either her or any of the three men at the table to consider the moral dimensions of their discussion, let alone notions of political correctness. This was, after all, the NFL. You think if you get him a woman, he'll ease up on all of you, she said. Willie Jarrell gazed down into his beer through a pair of thickly lashed dark brown eyes. Son of a bitch been kicking so much ass lately, nobody can stand being around him. Junior shook his head. Yesterday, he called Jermaine Clark a debutante. Jermaine? Jody lifted one eyebrow, which was penciled several shades darker than her brassy blonde hair.